Liverpool grab a big money transfer. The World Soccer Report takes a trip, which leads to my guests talking about their hobbies and even the gritty and more right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdy's Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay as we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer. And here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. I'm glad to be back after a brief break, but the reason for my absence will be worth it. Trust me. I was recently exploring the beautiful city of Charleston, South Carolina. While I was there, you bet I picked up some content, so stay tuned this episode and in future episodes to hear it. A couple Rowdies games to catch up on for the Rowdies Rundown will be a great way to start off the show. The Tampa Bay Rowdies have been picking up form and points in their past games, some against some very, very big names. First, against the Pittsburgh Riverhounds, who have been notorious for beating the Rowdies, sadly. Yet this time, the Rowdies won 3-1. They drew FC Tulsa following a late Rodrigo Da Costa goal for the home team, along with goalkeeping heroics from Austin Wormel. Next up was a gritty 1-0 against Louisville, as neither side really seemed to get the game flowing. However, a controversial penalty dispatched by Leo Fernandez got the job done. The green and gold then traveled to Miami to face the Miami FC. After going 2-0 up, they were scared by a delectable strike from Othello Ba that was one of the goal of the week candidates. However, they yet again held on, and it was yet again a Leo Fernandez penalty that proved to be the winner. Before I continue, I would like to thank all of the people that tune into this show every week. If you are enjoying the show, spread the love and let your friends and family know. My aim is to put a smile on the faces of as many people as I can. Mwah, thank you. Now, how about that Charleston trip, eh? Well, I attended a heck of a game, to say the least. The Battery almost came back from 4-1 down against Indy 11 with two Augie Williams goals and two offside Augie Williams goals, adding to EJ Johnson's first senior goal. Stay tuned, they both will make appearances this show. Manuel Arteaga scored a 12-minute hat trick, with Santiago Patino continuing his fine run of form to pave the way to the win for Indy. To begin, I would like to introduce a hard-working, skillful talent to watch, EJ Johnson. Here with EJ Johnson, forward number 22 for the Charleston Battery. Now, EJ, what was it like tonight coming on and bringing electric pace and skills and the goal in the 89th minute to the team and very nearly should have won the game?
You know, it felt good. You know, our team fought back. We didn't get the result we wanted. It was my first pro goal, so I had a lot of emotions when it happened, but I just had to get on with it because we were still down. So, I mean, it felt good, and the team gave a big fight.
And the other day, I saw you training. I saw you banging in goals in training. What is it like training day in and day out, trying to become the best and just going on that grind every day?
You know, it's great. I mean, soccer, I'm blessed to play the sport as a job, you know, so it's great. I appreciate it. You know, it's great.
And what's some advice for young players, yourself being a young player, trying to grow into the game, find your best skills, find your best work ethic, and grow into being a professional soccer player?
Honestly, the days when you want to sit in bed and you want to do anything and, you know, just sit there, you got to get up and go to the field, run, get extra work in, do whatever you can to be better.
Everybody go check out this young man on his socials. He is him. If you want to keep up to date with my travels and the content I retrieve on them, follow the World Soccer Report Instagram, at World Soccer Report. That's that symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. Forgot to mention, the worldwide game of the week this week was the Charleston versus Indy match, so I would recommend checking out my Instagram highlights to see more. Here at the World Soccer Report, we keep Ukraine in our prayers, as do so many others as the nations fight for their freedom. While this gruesome battle sees bullets fly every day, their national team strives to represent them in the best possible way. Ukraine's national team is one of the most entertaining and lovely soccer teams to watch, which made their loss to Wales in the World Cup qualifiers even tougher to bear. Ukraine dominated the game, yet the lone goal fell to Wales as Gareth Bale's free kick was glanced on by Ukraine captain Andrei Yarmolenko into the back of the net. Joining Wales, Australia defeated Peru on penalties to advance to the World Cup. I would highly recommend watching the penalty shootout. Let's just say Australia's goalkeeper, who was subbed on to save penalties, had some interesting movements. Augustine Williams, nickname Augie. You want the complete striker? That's him. Off-the-ball movement to drag defenders to perfection, aerial ability, deadly finishing, and adored by the fans. Before I start, Augie, if you happen to be listening to the show, I just have to say, your drip is immaculate. The ice, the hair, if only the referee had not called two goals he scored offside, his look would have been complete with the match ball. Anyway, here he is! Here with Augie Williams, forward number 9 for the Charleston Battery. Now, Augie, what was it like scoring two goals in a match? Should have had 3 or 4 at least, but the referee ruled them as offside. What was it like scoring those goals in a big match such as today against Indy 11?
I mean, it's a great feeling just being there, supporting my teammates the best way I can. It's difficult being a striker. Sometimes it's hard. You don't get the opportunities that you want, but tonight I was very lucky to be at the right spot, right time, and then the service from my teammate. You see guys like Matt Sheldon giving me an amazing cross and just being at the right place, and I was lucky enough to put the ball in the back of the net.
And you're still fairly young into your career, and you've already made a name for yourself in different clubs, such as on the West Coast with LA Galaxy 2, which is where you really broke through, San Diego Loyal last season, and then, of course, getting some starts with the MLS side, LA Galaxy. What has that been like going up through the ranks of American soccer, up through the tier from the USL Championship all the way to the MLS?
It's a great feeling. You know, when you work hard, a lot of things are going to pay off. So the things that, and the journey I've been on, I've gained a lot of experience just behind being in LA, learning from guys like Chicharito. So I try to take those experience and bring it here and kind of apply it the way I can and make sure that it gets me better, gets my teammate better, and all around just make myself as a player better.
And speaking of playing with players that have played at a really high level, such as Chicharito Hernandez, who is your idol? Obviously yourself being a striker, right? Somebody maybe that finishes off goals that you've always dreamed about being like.
I grew up as an Arsenal fan. My father was a huge, and he's still an Arsenal fan, so Thierry Henry was my guy. If you watch my first goal when we played against Tulsa, when I kind of curved it, that's where I got that from, and a little intakes and things like that, so that's definitely one of my idols. I have a couple, but that was my main one.
I appreciated that goal, too, with the gritty afterward. And then playing with the Sierra Leone national team as well, what has that feeling been like?
It's a great feeling, you know, obviously, that's where my mom is from, to be able to represent them. It is a great feeling. You learn as well as yourself as a player. I mean, it's difficult traveling, time zone, and things like that, but it all comes with experience and adaptation. So it's a great feeling. It's an honor to represent my country. That's my origin. So I'm very, very happy, and I'm thankful that I was able to be part of them. And I'm thankful, and I'm looking forward to more opportunities in the future.
And was Landon Donovan the head coach of San Diego last year? What was it like playing under such a legend such as himself?
Oh my God, it's an amazing feeling. Just me being an LA Galaxy player and getting a call from him that if I want to come on loan, I was very, very much open to the idea. So guys like that have played in American soccer, have so much experience. There's so much I can learn from him. So when he picked that call and called me, I was very, very, very thankful to go over there. And he taught me so much. Even though it was a little time I had with them, I learned so much from him. And I was very, very thankful that I was able to be part of them and just being part of their history.
And what would some advice be to young players that want to grow up and eventually get to where you are one day?
I would definitely say believe in yourself first. It takes hard work and dedication, but the most important thing, none of this is possible if you don't have a belief in yourself. Doesn't matter if it's soccer, doesn't matter what you do, you got to believe in what you do. So I would definitely say kids that want to be where I'm at, whether it's going through college or straight professional, believe in yourself, work hard. It's going to be times when people don't believe in you that are very close to you. That's all part of the journey. So you just got to keep going. As long as you believe in yourself and you put in the work, it's not impossible. It's definitely possible.
And outside of the game, what are your favorite things to do to decompress, to relax, and just to enjoy?
I don't want to call myself an introvert, but I also like my own time and space a lot. But I like going on hiking. I'm a jet ski guy. I like being in the water. So I would definitely say little things like friends, activities, nice dinner, movies. I like things like that. It takes you away from soccer and make you appreciate other things as well in life.
Yeah, you definitely need that at some point. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Augie. Darwin Núñez is making the headlines as Liverpool beat Manchester United to his signing, just like they beat them in everything else. Uncalled for? Absolutely. Reportedly signing for £100 million, the striker joins from Benfica after impressing in the Champions League and the Liga NOS. Ten Hag is ticked, Klopp is beaming, but the real winner is the Manchester City media team, who released a picture-perfect announcement video to confirm the transfer of Haaland. The Rowdies' Jordan Scarlett has been called up to the Jamaica men's national team for their match against Mexico. Good luck, Jordan! The Rowdies have also done some business themselves, with Thomas Van Kaezeel sliding in from Birmingham Legion. Timmy Mell is off to the Chattanooga Red Wolves on loan. Best of luck, Timmy! Be sure to follow my Instagram account, at World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. And if you're listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. And if you're listening in on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up on Spotify, The World Soccer Report, not all one word. While you're there, click on the link in my Spotify show description to learn how you can do your part with the show. Big news, I am now on Hoovy.tv. This up-and-coming network can be accessed by searching in your web browser, myhoovy.com, all one word. There, you will find this show, along with my other, more concise report, the World Soccer 180. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to Radio St. Pete Online for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.